Another day, another wrongful murder conviction revealed. I'm Bill Newman, and this is the Civil Liberties Minute. Arvell Marshall was convicted of murder in Brooklyn in December 2009, even though there was a videotape that clearly showed some other man shot the gun and committed the killing. Who's to blame for this travesty? Well, let's start with the DA, who failed to turn over the tape, who said that the tape did not exist, and then after that, that the tape was not accessible, and then after that, that it could not be opened, all of which was wrong. Then there was the defense lawyer who made a half-hearted attempt to secure the tape. And then the judge. Oh my God, the judge. Mr. Marshall kept insisting throughout his trial that a surveillance video could prove his innocence. He kept asking for the surveillance tape, and the judge told him to shut up. Everyone involved in the case, defense, prosecution, police, and the court, failed, according to the current district attorney, who agreed to vacate the conviction and dismiss the charge. Noteworthy, since the district attorney's conviction review unit was expanded in 2014, 39 convictions now have been thrown out. Here, Mr. Marshall spent 16 years in state prison. One bright spot of sorts, because New York State does not have capital punishment, Mr. Marshall could not face execution for this crime that he did not commit. The Civil Liberties Minute is made possible by the ACLU, because freedom can't protect itself.